Incoming Secretary of State Michael Adams says he wants to clean Kentucky's voter rolls and get the legislature to pass a voter ID law before next year's election season. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton says the moves would have significant implications for next year's political races.
In 2020, Kentuckians will vote for contests in the U.S. Senate, Congress, all 100 seats in the state House of Representatives, and half of the 38-member state Senate. Adams is a Republican. He told the legislature's Interim Joint Committee on State Government that he doesn't want to go into the election without a photo ID law and without cleaning up voter rolls.
I don't want suppression. I don't want an over-the-top voter purge, but I want to follow the law.
Adams claimed there are 300,000 people on Kentucky's voter rolls that shouldn't legally be there. That's a little more than 8% of all the people registered to vote in Kentucky. Kentucky's State Board of Elections has in recent years already begun mailing out notices to registrants suspected of being inactive. Those people have until 2022 to verify their addresses or vote to stay registered. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.